Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2653, Mindful Money by Ira Israel of iraisrael.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Mindful Money by Ira Israel of iraisrael.com. Quote, a man is a success if he wakes up in the morning and gets to bed at night, and in between he does what he wants to do. Bob Dylan. At various times during my life, I've been relatively wealthy and relatively impoverished, and neither one has particularly appealed to me. But the psychology of money, how our minds relate to all those bank statements and credit card bills, dollar signs and numbers, has always fascinated me. Ask yourself, do I have a scarcity mentality and live in constant fear of not having my basic daily survival needs met, like the 3.5 billion people on the planet who live on less than $1.50 per day? Or do I believe that the universe is wonderfully abundant and forces are conspiring to ensure that I thrive? Is there a gray area in between these two extremes? Or does one's personal paradigm shift over time as he or she gains and loses money? There are different ways to relate to numbers. T. Harv Eker observes that middle-class people think in terms of salaries, while wealthy people think in terms of net worth. Similarly, UPenn professor Paul Fussell, in his book, Class, A Guide Through the American Status System, claims that colors correlate with social class. Just think of the color choices you get at a BMW or Porsche dealership as opposed to a Kia or Hyundai dealership. And if Harvard Law professor Lani Guinier's research in The Tyranny of the Mediocrity, Democratizing Higher Education in America, is correct, then it seems as if SAT scores are better indicators of family income than of scholarly aptitude. I recently met two young female budding entrepreneurs who each separately exclaimed, "I want to make a lot of money." After the vomit subsided from my esophagus, I looked inside myself to inquire as to why I find such languaging to be crass, vulgar, and lacking grace and dignity. Already, I can envision comments asking, "What's wrong with making money?" To which I would reply, "Nothing, as long as your personal identity isn't merely an amalgamation of material possessions and numbers. I desire more freedom, ease, opportunities, and options," would be the way I would express a similar sentiment. One of the two aforementioned women happens to be $30,000 in credit card debt at an average annual rate of 12%. I asked her how much she earned from her day job, and she told me that she took home about $900 per week after taxes. I told her, "Okay, pick any month of the year, January, February, March, April, May, it doesn't matter. And know that every day during that month, you will drive to work and sit at your desk, and 100% of your earnings will go to the banks that loaned you that $30,000. 1 month of your life every year until you pay it off. Because $3,600 of yearly interest payments equals exactly 4 weeks that you work for zero income. This is the way I think about money. I think of it in terms of freedom, free time, time to pursue things that inspire me. The second of the two women is friends with several billionaires who apparently use their net worths as measures of success in comparison to their fellow one percenters, like little boys having contests to see who can pace farther. The mind is analogous to a hedonic treadmill. So when whatever object of desire is acquired, it will soon be replaced by a new one. If a billionaire looks out across one of her majestic properties, past the electronic fence disguised as a weathered brick wall, past the surveillance cameras hidden in trees, and past the armed sentry's house, and notices 5 Olympic-sized pools on her neighbor's estate, her mind will probably say something like, "I can't believe Joan has 5 Olympic-sized pools and I only have 4. Something must be done about this right away." But as soon as this billionaire acquires a 5th pool, then her mind will spy another useless indicator of wealth that she feels she needs to acquire. For money and status are a never-ending game. Enough is never enough to our minds. By the way, I think someone might have once mentioned that it's not great to covet thy neighbor. Do you consider your bank account to be an accurate indicator of your success in comparison to your fellow humans on planet Earth? Well then, bravo, well done, because there are at least 3.5 billion people who survive barely on less than what you paid for your cup of coffee or tea this morning. Or do you subconsciously believe that financial worth displays how much or little your God loves you? This would be an inversion of Weber's theory regarding the Protestant work ethic. Previously, people believed that if they worked hard, God would reward them. Then this morphed into the trend of conspicuous consumption, with status symbols such as designer labels overtly screaming, "Look at me! My owner must be rich to be able to afford me, so God must love her." I think that men are even worse than women at constantly measuring their social statuses. 2 men meet for the first time and 3 questions are usually asked. What's your name? Where are you from? What do you do to earn a living? Watch your mind construct 2 distinct images when you hear 1. My name is William. I live in Cupertino and I'm a patent attorney mostly involved with trademark litigation. Versus 2. Ronnie, Idaho. I drive a truck. Names, cities, and job descriptions all correlate strongly with social class. Scientific studies on happiness prove that once our basic survival needs are met, happiness increases only marginally with higher net worth. So it's interesting that our minds seem to expend so much energy continually tracking our financial well-being. I try to live by the adage, any problem that can be solved by money isn't a real problem. And yet there are financial issues, like the $304 parking ticket I recently received, because such draconian punishment actually functions as a regressive tax, that are so emotionally charged that I will lose sleep for days over them. So how does your mind think and talk about money? You just listened to the post titled Mindful Money by Ira Israel of IraIsrael.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. On Valentine's Day, about a month ago, the Stacking Benjamins podcast released a conversation between the host, Joe Saul-Sehy, and I, where we talk about love, soulmates, relationships, and how money plays a role in all of that. I shared the interview on social media, and one person commented, quote, "For some people, money is their soulmate," end quote. To which I responded, quote, "And they may not recognize how tragically sad that is. Money is a dispassionate, impersonal tool. At our core, I think all of us desire deep, soul-rocking relationships. But we settle for money when we're confused," end quote. I think this is why Jim Carrey said, quote, "I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so they can see that it's not the answer," end quote. We have the assumption that having a bunch of money and success will make us feel better. But the thing is, money is an external circumstance. Contentment is an internal state of mind. I think we exaggerate how much the external impacts the internal. Sure, there's a certain amount of improvement in our external circumstances that can make a huge difference in our quality of life. But once we have a roof over our heads, we're clothed, fed, and have access to running water and transportation, more money doesn't necessarily mean more happiness or contentment. That's an inside job, my friends. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Wednesday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.